Thank you, Madam Chair. Senate Bill 105 is brought to us by our friends at the Municipal League, and as such, I yield my time to Yvonne Taylor.
Thank you. Senate Bill 105 revises the procedure for disposing certain surplus property. Ms. Taylor.
Thank you, Madam Chairman and members of the committee. Yvonne Taylor with the South Dakota Municipal League. Apparently, this side of the legislature is so intelligent that you did not require a briefing from us early on, but in the House, we did a briefing, and I said, cities and towns are only allowed to do such things as authorized by the legislature and those things which are necessarily implied. And the result of that is sometimes we bring things forward that may seem to you to be kind of inconsequential, but we need your authority to do sometimes even the simplest things. And this is one of those bills. We call it the BIC pen bill. What we are asking is for the approval of the legislature to be able to throw things away when they are no longer useful and are a consumable supply. It's an authority that the schools have had, and why we weren't in it to begin with, I don't know. We weren't quick enough to get the amendment, I suppose, when the schools brought it. And so we're simply asking to be treated like the schools and be able to dispose of consumable supplies without going to the legislative body at the local level, the city council, and ask for permission to have it declared as surplus property. Without this, I don't know if any of you are familiar with your local finance officer, but they are sticklers for the fine details of things, and without this bill, they feel that they need to go to the council to get approval to dispose of even the simplest things. So we would ask for your approval of this bill.
Thank you, Ms. Taylor. Further proponents on Senate Bill 105? Seeing none, are there any opponents on Senate Bill 105? Seeing none, we'll close to committee discussion. I'm sorry, question, Senator Klocek.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I'll be brief. Ms. Taylor, what's wrong with going to the council before you dispose of this surplus property or to the entity of a local government as a safety valve before, you know, declaring it surplus property? That's always been a safety valve, I thought, a method of protection for that public finance officer saying, yes, she went to the council and got their permission to declare surplus property so that it's above and beyond any shadow of a doubt whatsoever that it's legitimate surplus property and they're going to dispose of it as such.
Mr. Chairman. The surplus property laws and the way that they work is that anything of any kind of value is taken to the city council. If it is over $500 in value, you are required to go through a process of either putting it out to bid or going to auction to dispose of it. If it's under $500 in bid, you can sell it to anybody that walks in the door, and you can dispose of it however you want. I think that you need to have a thing like consumable supplies, the kind of things that are used, the used BIC pen, where there's obviously no value to that. There's no point in going to the governing body for that kind of consideration. The protections are still there for anything with any kind of value whatsoever.
Follow-up question, Senator.
So you're saying this would apply to items under $500 then, primarily? That's what you're trying to get at?
Madam Chairman? I think it would probably be items even further under $500, items that are obviously of no value whatsoever. The used BIC pen, the issue of governing magazine that everybody gets, that kind of thing cannot technically be disposed of without going to the governing body and making a motion.
Thank you.
Additional questions? Seeing none, thank you, Ms. Taylor. We will close to committee discussion and or action on Senate Bill 105. Senator Gray.
Well, I have some deep concerns about this. I would move to pass.
Thank you, Senator Gray. It's seconded by Senator Dempster. Deep concerns. Duly noted, Senators. We have a motion to pass on Senate Bill 105. Discussion on that affirmative motion.
Yes.
Senator Broderick.
I was just sitting here, thank you, Madam Chair, wondering how many employees of city government go to the city council and say, may I dispose of this governing magazine? It's taken up a lot of room. But legally, they can't do that, or they can't dispose of it without going to the council.
Thank you, Senator Broderick.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Senator Dempster.
As a former county commissioner, I used to look at the list of surplus property that our people were asking to dispose of. Ooh, hanging prepositional phrase. But And I just said, this is what a waste of effort and waste of time. You've got to kind of inventory the surplus property, and then you've got to list the surplus property, and then you've got to bring the list to the commission, and it's always a rote vote. It always passes. And then I think you have to publish the list of the surplus property in the newspaper. And I think, as we all know, that ain't cheap. So in the I would urge your do pass vote in the name of government efficiency and cost.
Further discussion on the do pass motion on Senate Bill 105. Senator Klocek.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair, and I would urge your opposition to this legislation. There were some concerns with the city finance officer. I believe Colton was the town. There were some problems, and although 99.9% of all officials are wonderful, this does open the door and allows for some possible problems. We are a public entity, and we are supposed to be responsible to the public. Certainly a Big Pen or Governing Magazine, I don't think anybody's going to go have trouble with, but up to that $500, that is money, and that is accountability, and that is what we're supposed to be up here for. So I would urge you to vote no at this time, and I will give Yvonne my Governing Magazine free of charge.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion? Hearing none, we do have a do pass motion on Senate Bill 105. Those in favor of the bill will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Dempster.
Aye.
Klocek.
No.
Tubols.
No.
Gray.
Aye.
Dunafin.
Aye. Senate Bill 105 will go to the floor do pass with a 5-2 motion. Thank you.